Hi. Hi, everybody. It's 4 o'clock. We like to start on time. I welcome everyone here today. We have 3 items on the agenda. 2 are kind of holdovers from the last meeting and 1 new item. So first of all of us on the board, we always prepare for the meetings. So we've read the minutes. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes as written?
So moved.
Chris. It's a motion.
And second.
Second by Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so the minutes are passed. Okay. The first thing on the regular agenda is a petition of Harriet Meyerhoff, which we heard about at the last meeting. So, Caitlin.
All right. Happy to give you the update. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the resubmittal of the interpretive sign to go with the A World Apart World War II monument. So the applicant's requesting recommendation for approval from the commission to city council to install a 42-inch by 38-inch cast aluminum double-sided roadside historical marker within a garden bed area near the World War II monument A World Apart, to provide greater interpretive context to the monument and to acknowledge the monument architect. This is just a refresher. I'll just quickly go through the actual memorial here on River Street, and then kind of a map of where it'll go in relation to the site. So it's just a raised garden bed. So it's just a little project history. The application was first presented at the January 4th, 2024 meeting. The board had concerns about the length of the proposed text as well as relevancy to the World War II context. The HSMC decision was to continue the project to provide revised text for the marker. And so the applicant has provided this. I'm not going to sit here and read through it, but you can already tell it's definitely shorter in comparison to the previous submittal, just as a reminder of that too. So this is a lot more succinct and to the point and very contextual. Staff found that it met the criteria, and also wanted to note that there is a slight difference to the design, not the specifications, but Mrs. Meyerhoff, our applicant, has independently created a new funding for it, and thus there won't be the Veterans Council logo. There'll now be an American flag. This is just to give you a sense. You know, this is the old text on here, but it's still just to show you how it's ultimately going to look. And that's just another similar example. So with that, staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the city, to Savannah City Council, to install a historical marker on River Street in a garden bed adjacent to the monument A World Apart as requested, because the proposed work meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Caitlin. Does anyone on the board have questions for Caitlin?
Just a second.
Chris?
This is Chris. I just wanted to, I'll wait till the petitioner comes up, but I just wanted to say this is so much better. This is so much better. And I really appreciate the petitioner working with us. And this seems so much more straightforward and appropriate, and I appreciate that there's funding for this. I'm glad that we came to this. I'm glad this was able to get resolved.
Yes.
Sam? Would the petitioner like to come up and say anything, Ms. Meyerhoff? Welcome back.
I'm so glad to be back. Thank you for approving this. Or
agreeing to approve it. No, I'm jumping the gun. But I think this will make a wonderful completion to that historic area.
Thank you.
Will you please identify yourself for the record, please?
I'm Harriet Meyerhoff.
Thank you. I agree with Chris. This is so much better, and it makes a lot more sense than it did last month. Is there anyone else who has any comments about this particular marker? Is there anyone online? No? Do I have a motion to accept the new application?
We need to check to see if there's public comment.
No. Is there any public comment? And there's no one online to make comment, correct? Okay.
I would like to, this is Chris, I would like to make a motion, but I just wanted to reiterate to Ms. Meyerhoff that thank you so much for working with us, and I am glad that this came to a resolution. This feels very appropriate now, so it's very nice that we were able to come to this without too much ado. But I would like to make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Chris makes a motion. Do I have a second?
And Sam will second.
Sam seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate the effort that you made to work on this since last month. Okay, next on our agenda is the petition of the Mount Hermon Missionary Baptist Church.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Jonathan Mellon. As you all may recall, we reviewed this at the last meeting. The proposal is for the installation of a historic marker at the Mount Hermon Missionary Baptist Church on Coffee Bluff Road. I read what was going to be on the marker and had done some research. And as I noted, it's a really fascinating history of the church, which was founded by freed slaves from St. Catherine's Island. And I think we all felt that it met all the standards, and it was a really compelling story, and one that we thought really needed to be told. There were just two questions, really, that we had, that staff had, and I think you agreed with, related to the application indicated that the marker would be following in the Georgia historical standard for how the marker would look. And then there was just a question about the funding. So I will go down to the recommendation. So we have the same recommendation as we had the last time. Staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommends approval to the Savannah City Council to install a historical marker at 13813 Coffee Bluff Road in front of the Mount Hermon Missionary Baptist Church with the following conditions because the proposed work otherwise meets the master planning guidelines. First condition, ensure that the design requirements are met and in keeping with the standard Georgia Historical Society marker style. And number two, provide budget details regarding the funding for the project. We're pleased to be joined by the pastor of the church, Mr. Kicklighter, who's going to come up and answer any questions.
Good afternoon. As he said, I'm Pastor Kicklighter.
Thank you for coming today.
So,
is there anything you would like to tell us about this?
No more than that. This church has a very rich history. I think it's long overdue, but I don't know why the former pastors never took the opportunity to look into this, but I'm a younger pastor, so I believe in trying to let people know where all the history lies at in Savannah. And there's a lot of rich history out in the Coffee Bluff area. Not only Mount Hermon, there are other churches as well. So maybe this will motivate those pastors, those leaders to try to secure a marker that will tell just a brief history about what it took to secure that land. And Mount Hermon has been sitting there for 128 years. We will celebrate our 129th church anniversary this coming May. So we're looking forward to this marker being placed there. Several people pass by and inquire about the church. So now if nobody is there, they'll be able to drive by and read a little bit about the church. So I'm here today joined with the senior deacon of the church, Mr. Milton Murdoch, who has been at that church for well over 20 years. So he's seen a lot of things took place. So.
Do any members of the board have questions for the pastor? Christopher?
I just had a comment. This is Christopher. I want to give you kudos to this. I mean, that's great that you're taking the initiative to do this historical marker and let people know about the history. I've been on this board for almost 10 years now, and I feel like I always say this, but it's always great to sit here and read about some of this stuff that I maybe previously didn't know about. And Coffee Bluff, like you said, definitely has a rich history. Mm-hmm. I know there was maybe a number of years ago we approved a historical marker down in the Coffee Bluff area. I can't remember exactly where, sort of detailing some of the history as well. So I just wanted to say kudos and, and thank you for
that. Was at historical Nicholsonboro
right.
Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And just to add to my comments, I personally visited, we did a pilgrimage over to St. Catherine's Island, and we saw where those ancestors who came from St. Catherine's Island to the White Bluff area, we actually walked in the huts that they lived in. And it's quite remarkable. I don't think we'll survive, but they did. And somehow or another, they crossed that river and made it to Coffee Bluff area.
Sam, do you have any? Do you recognize the Sam?
Thank you. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for doing this. This is awesome. We hope that you get your wish and that this inspires more churches to come before us and get your history out on the street so people can see it even when no one's around. So we did have these two questions around the budget and the style.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I understand the style question enough, so I'll maybe leave that to y'all who have been here a minute. But as for the budgeting, y'all have a budgeting plan in place?
Yes, we have budgeting in place, prepared to take care of whatever the cost is. And as far as the style, if I can go ahead, we're trying to follow suit on all the other historical markers that's placed around so that we didn't want to have any conflict. So we want to stick with the same style and the guidelines that we saw within that application. That is our plan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any comments about this particular project? Come state your name at the mic.
Hey, my name is Ellie Isaacs. I'm the new director of preservation at the Historic Savannah Foundation.
Welcome.
Thank you. I also just wanted to express my support for this plaque. I feel like it's one of those things that's also very overdue, and more African American history needs to be recognized. So I was encouraging you all to approve it today. And that's all I have.
Thank you for coming. It's nice to meet you. Are there any more public comments? Is there anyone online? Okay. Are there any other questions of staff? Do I hear a motion?
I will motion to approve.
Sam motions to approve.
This is Christopher. I second.
Christopher, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for coming today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. I was excited to see the next item on the agenda, being that I'm one of the Irish descendants that settled in Savannah, and my birthday's on St. Patrick's Day. So this was very apropos.
Throwing you a big break this year.
Okay, let's hear from staff.
I'm going to keep this kind of short and to the point. So the applicant is requesting approval for a freestanding historical marker at 135 Montgomery Street. So you'll probably guess the marker describes the history of the first St. Patrick's Day. As we all know, it still happens every year. The marker will be placed on the site of the first St. Patty's Day parade. Staff found that it met all the standards for location, design. They also provided information about the funding. There's one minor correction. I believe the earlier plans showed the city seal on the marker. That's not accurate. They want to put the seal instead. And not an issue, just a minor correction. So with that, staff does recommend that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the City Council for the application to install the freestanding historical marker at 135 Montgomery Street as requested. Commission, have any questions?
Any questions of staff? Christopher?
I feel obligated to continue to ask questions. I do have a question, though. Are there no other, this is great. I love it. Are there no other historical, maybe this is a question for the petitioners. Are there no other historical commemorations of Savannah St. Patrick's Day Parade?
That I'm not sure again. Okay. They can
then I'll wait. I'll wait to ask the question then.
Any other questions for staff? If not, we'd like to hear from the petitioners. Please come up to the mic and state your name for the minutes.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Ashley Norris.
Hi, my name is Kevin Halligan, and we're both members of the committee to commemorate the 200th St. Patrick's Day Parade in Savannah, and we're both past general chairman of the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
So what can you tell us about this marker?
Currently, the only historic marker that we have is commemorating the Celtic Cross, and it's just for all the Irish in Savannah, but it wasn't directed to the actual parade itself. This would be the first marker and indicates the first place that the parade took place in 1824.
Yeah, so our committee got together as past people that had worked on the parade to try to bring awareness that this was the 200th St. Patrick's Day Parade. So this was one of the many suggestions that came out, was that many people know we have a St. Patrick's Day Parade, but they don't know the history behind it, how it started, that it's 200 years old, and then where it was and what the purpose was. So of us having the Celtic Cross, which celebrates the Irish-American influence in Savannah and what it is, there's nothing to commemorate what the parade's history is. So this year being the 200th anniversary, we wanted to bring awareness to of why it started and the meaning that it's had in the city of Savannah and Chatham County for these 200 years. So this is one of the many suggestions we had, and we worked well with people. So this is the beginning of the parade route 200 years ago. We've produced a video to tell the history that we're producing and putting out there, and then this would commemorate the actual beginning of the first parade.
Any questions of the petitioners by the board? Christopher?
This is Christopher. Thanks for that information. So my middle name is Patrick, and I have some Irish heritage. I'm a little confused about my lineage, but anyway. This is great. It's fantastic. I'm a writer, though, and so bear with me. I'm not here to, like, wordsmith this or anything. I think it's great. When I read that the parade in Savannah was held to and from this site, just read a little weird to me. It feels like it maybe could be worded differently, but I'm not here to I'm not going to, like, deny it on that basis or anything. I understand what it's meant, but I guess – so what you said is the parade was – it started there and it went around and ended there too. Is that what that means?
Yes, sir. The Diocese of Charleston, before the Diocese of Savannah, was established at the bishop – it was Bishop John Ingwin from Cork County, Ireland. Came down and where the parking garage is, where the proposed site was actually the first Catholic house, St. John's Catholic house. So he had a sermon there to kind of speak about everything. They went back to the old city hotel and then came back to St. John's house.
And at the old city hotel, that's on Bay Street. They had a banquet there with speakers and things like that, did a luncheon and then marched back to where the beginning of the parade was.
Oh, this is great. I mean, it's obviously it's long overdue, so appreciate it. That's all.
Sam, do you have any questions for the petitioner?
No questions. Just excited about this. This is awesome. As Chris usually says, it's great to learn more history through this, and I've never heard about this first march, so thanks.
No problems.
Well, obviously, I'm thrilled. So. One of my earliest memories is riding in the car with my godfather, who was a grand marshal 1 year.
Who was that?
Well, way before your time. Eugene Butler. Okay. That's his name. Is there anyone else here to speak about this marker from the public? Is there anyone online?
There are two people online. Neither have indicated they want to speak.
They do want to speak.
They do not.
They do not want to speak. Okay. Okay. Can I entertain a motion from someone?
I will motion to approve.
Sam?
Christopher, second.
Christopher seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
If I could add, if you have an unveiling, we always say, sorry to jump in with that, but I mean, we'd love to hear, and I'm sorry that the pastor's gone. I should have said this too. We would always love to, make ourselves available if there's some sort of unveiling or something.
Yes, sir. We're planning on February 24th at 1 p.m.
Oh, great. Okay.
In front of the Robinson parking garage.
And thank you.
There'll be a historical walk of the first parade.
February 24th.
Yes, ma'am.
At 1?
At 1 o'clock. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. That's fantastic. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
So we've gotten through our regular agenda pretty swiftly, being that two of them were from last month. We were just kind of punted them over. Other business, Ms. Caitlin.
We do not have anything additional if you wanted to mention.
Okay. Yeah. I do want to remind everyone that on Saturday, February the 10th at 11 o'clock in the square formerly known as Calhoun Square, the Susie King Taylor unveiling. We hope to see a lot of us there. And I understand that there's many events that day going along with this particular.
Seems like it's going to be an all-day
affair. It's an all-day thing. It was in the paper. I think it's been announced in several different places, but I wanted to make sure that we have it in the minutes so that people can attend if they choose to.
All right.
And so
And then we did not, as far as I know, receive any applications for March. And
no, we do.
I don't believe we have any coming. So we most likely will not. But yeah, we'll confirm that as soon as we are 100% certain.
Okay. So as of this moment, we don't have any applications for March, but you will let us know.
Yeah, we'll just double check that we didn't get any that we didn't notice, but. I mean, it's unlikely, but can't hurt to check. And then we'll confirm.
Is there any other business, Christopher?
I just wanted to thank Luciana for taking my suggestion to attend all of our meetings. Thank you, Luciana.
Dan? 11 o'clock on February the 10th in the square. It starts, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Come up to the mic, please. Oh, great.
So, Luciana Spraker with the City of Savannah Archives. So, Saturday, February 10th, will be the Taylor Square dedication. It's going to start with the official dedication ceremony at 11 a.m. From 12 to 2, there'll be a community celebration, which will feature music and dance and educational activities. Massey Heritage Center is also partnering with us, so they'll be offering activities for children indoors and outdoors. And then we're going to take a little break. And at 6 p.m., we're going to have an evening reflection. The square is going to be lit up in new creative ways, and we will have music and readings, and we anticipate that'll go about an hour and end between 7 and 7:30. So, and then the lighting's going to stay up, so people who would like to come in the square and experience the place on their own in the evening, which we think will be very beautiful and meaningful for people who want to reflect on this moment.
Well, thank you for all of that. I appreciate it. Christopher?
Question. Will the lighting be up more than just the one day, or?
They're installing the lighting on Friday for testing purposes, but it's really just going to be Saturday evening. It will come back down on Sunday.
Okay,
so
if I miss it Saturday evening, I'll miss it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and this is the unveiling of the square signs, the name signs. So you all recently reviewed and approved a ground marker. That will be a separate event after, because we just received council approval.
Okay.
So that's not happening at this event. This is just for this is the name of the square.
And I'm sorry, you said the dedication was at 11?
11 a.m. Okay. Everything starts.
Okay, but the dedication itself, or like the unveiling? Or
yes, whatever. Yes. Okay. So the formal kind of program with speakers. And then there will be an unveiling of the sign and a memorial wreath laying at the sign to honor Susie King Taylor.
Very good. Thank you so much for that information. We really appreciate it. Is there any other business? No? Meeting adjourned.